I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A massive explosion killed over 100 people in the Central African country of Equatorial Guinea. Hundreds more remain hospitalized or displaced. Now, the explosion decimated a military base, most likely due to unsafe storing of explosives. And the disaster draws parallels to the Beirut blast last summer, also caused by unsafe chemical storage. Chris Ruge with Procast tells us.
There was so much cell phone footage of the blast in Beirut because the fire was already in place in Beirut. So many people were filming when the explosion happened. Another reason is certainly that Beirut is a much larger and more internationally known city than where this happened in Equatorial Guinea.
Pray the church in Equatorial Guinea would reflect the love and character of Jesus, and pray the Holy Spirit would move in mighty ways after this disaster. And believers in the first century often carried the good news of Christ with them on business trips. Christian merchants and traders planted gospel seeds as they traveled by land or sea. And the same is true for believers in Laos, supported by Christian Aid Mission. We get more from MNN's Katie Harth.
Last year, local missionaries shared the gospel with Pei, a woman who ran a small business. Little did they know God would use her to introduce more than 100 people to Christ. This new believer is on fire for the Lord. Christian Aid Mission and their local partners are coming alongside to support her work. So far, they've supplied Pei with a motorcycle and SD cards containing gospel messages. God is doing great things in Laos, but there's opposition too. Communist leaders try to rid villages of Christians. Ask the Lord to protect Pei as she carries out her mission. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with fun facts and puzzles when you sign up for their free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.